Log Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Well, Brand Rising, everybody. I got one more introduction to do for our morning show, Self-Care. I want to welcome you to Tuesday morning. And today's a big day. My husband has turned a year older, older and wiser. So we are going to wish him a very happy birthday, but not until I play my intro for my show. So here we go.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Well, Grand Rising, we are excited to have you here. And thank you, Teddy. And thank you, Naima, for piping in first thing in this morning. So we have our guest, Dr. JR. You know, I need to give you, and I'm going to look it up right now, I need to give you his background because it's pretty amazing. He is a doctor of Chinese medicine, and I'm going to pull up his bio. This is really pretty cool. I don't think that people realize how gifted he is, and I think that if you're in the Illinois area, You should go see him. Okay, so hold on. Let me show you this handsome face. And he's more than a pretty face, just going to say. So let's see. Here we go. So he's a doctor of Chinese medicine. He works out of his home and out of Be Optimal, which is in, I think it's in Skokie, Illinois, but we'll get there. He does acupuncture, traditional Chinese medicine, and I'm so not going to pronounce this correctly, and I'm looking over to the other side of the screen, and he'll correct us later. So Maki Bustian and Tui Na and Synergetica and Manos Para Sanar, hypnosis. We are both Reiki masters. Reconnective healing and the personal reconnection, 3D map, movement analysis and performance system, and Qi Nang Sign. Okay, so here's the thing. So I could give you the list, right? And you see that it's long. But what you want to know is that I think he started doing Reiki when he was 4, which is like flipping crazy. But this is what he was born to do, right? He was born to help others heal themselves. And so really grateful to have Dr. JR on the show this morning. And today, what we're going to talk about is staying in your center. Well, so who else would I want to have on the show other than Dr. JR about staying in your center? And don't get me wrong, he's gotten off center. I've seen him. So have I. We all get off center. So here's the thing. This show is not about getting you fixed. It's showing you how to use your tools so that you can stay in center and make the best decisions for yourself. Okay? So we're going to bring on Dr. JR. Hold on one sec. Brand Rising.
Very good morning to everyone. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Good. It's a wonderful morning.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I'm glad to be with all of you.
It's been an interesting morning already.
It has been. We were having some technical difficulties, so, you know, for the listeners. But
so, well,
we're here.
Well,
we made
for
it.
The listeners, since they're my listeners, I'm just going to tell you we can speak truth. So technical difficulties, right? So what are computers? They're run by what? Electricity? Yeah.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. We're electricity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so entities, they're electricity, right?
Exactly.
So did we not have this?
You know, every now and then little critters pop up and they stir the waters, so to speak.
Yes, they do.
Are you having tea or coffee?
It is technically called coffee. It's dandelion coffee.
Nice.
And it's since you asked, it's got dandelion tincture, echinacea tincture, burdock tincture. It's got 10 different mushrooms and 3 additional aptogenic herbs. I make my own brew every morning, different tinctures, different, you know, mushrooms.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'll have to come over and try it one day.
Yeah. Or you can use my recipe on my blog talk, on my blog.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So it's
perfect.
Called.
Let's take a look at that for sure.
So the recipe for those is on Susan Essentials. It's on the blog, and you look up Not Your Mama's Hot Cocoa, and the ingredients other than the cocoa, you just put into whatever drink you have.
I love that.
Yeah. I'll show you guys.
I love that.
Yeah. Actually, this, you know, I did this wrong. Hold on a second. But I'm glad you asked because this is how I stay in my center. Makes sense? Because it's got all these things.
I'm a coffee and teaaholic, so I understand that perfectly.
Thank you.
And it's actually, have you had dandelion and espresso combined? It's a very nice flavor palette.
You know, and I'm not surprised. And the reason I say I'm not surprised is because sometimes I'll take my dandelion coffee and add some cacao powder there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I like to mix stuff. You know, I call it coffee in the morning, but it's really just my warm, fuzzy drink.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I actually have my
buttered tea, my what they call the bulletproof tea. Instead of coffee, I have bulletproof tea this morning.
Ooh. Okay.
You know, nothing like half a stick of butter first thing in the morning.
Is that real? Well, what? No. Is it really? Wait, is it really?
That's about a quarter stick.
Of butter?
Yeah.
Nice!
Mm-hmm.
You want to explain to people why you do that? Because I know why you do that.
My fat intake on a daily basis, caloric intake, is about 60 to 75%. And I actually lost a lot of weight doing so because we have this concept here in the West that, you know, fat will make you fat. It's not, it's actually quite the opposite. It works on the metabolic factor of your body, and it just increases metabolism. The fat intake is very high. And when you add butter to your coffee or to your tea, it actually tastes like a latte. And it doesn't bind. It's unlike cream or unlike milk. It doesn't bind to your joints and create inflammation.
Talk to me about, can I do that? Because I do it with coconut oil. Does that also work?
Coconut oil is fine. Yeah. It's not, it will not produce as much ketones as butter or MCT oil will. MCT oil is a derivative of coconut oil.
So that's what I meant. That's MCT
oil. Yeah. So if you let's just take coffee as an example. If you take coffee, if you drink 2 cups of coffee in the morning, it doubles your ketone production. Ketones are your ability to burn fat for fuel, essentially. And when you add,
body, by the way,
I'm sorry.
Can you show your people your body?
My body?
Yeah, your physical body.
I'm not super fit or anything, but it's
you're not fat.
You know, I'm not. I've lost over 40 pounds, 45 pounds.
Yeah, you're not fat at all. Are you?
Thank you. I'd like to think I'm almost muscular.
You're almost what?
Almost muscular.
Oh, that's so funny. But you're not fat. I mean, like, whether or not
No. I've lost. I'm actually very comfortable in my body, having done so. Going back to the coffee real quick, 2 cups of coffee will double your ketone production. So now you're doubling your ability to burn fat with fuel. If you add butter and a little bit of MCT oil into your coffee, it quadruples the amount of ketones that you're producing, allowing you to burn fat for fuel that much more, essentially. So.
Okay, so then that just supports what I'm saying here. I think I did it right. Hold on. Pinch coconut oil, but I'll put in that it's MCT. I'll make that change on the website.
MCT, and the best MCT to find is an 8-chain. MCT,
mm-hmm.
You know, the company Bulletproof does it, but there are other companies that make it as well. That's going to give you access to produce more ketones in your body.
Yeah, and so I have this picture here. I should probably make it bigger for those people. Oopsie daisy. Yeah, we're just having chicken. Well, so wait. So we went on 3 different conversations this morning.
Yeah, I agree.
So the first thing is about how things are electric. So know that if your technology is not cooperating, you could have an entity in the house and you just have to remove the entity. So, you know, send it back to the Christed light source. So there's that. Secondly, and I know this is hard to see, I'm going to see if I can do a better job. Let's see if I double click that, or I'll just do this. So this one has, you see all the different mushrooms, cacao powder, mm-hmm. Your choice of, this is for the hot cocoa, of course,
mm-hmm.
Your choice of walnut milk or cashew milk, because cashew is nature's antidepressant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the echinacea and burdock are in there, and the dandelion. I usually put in a little pinch of vanilla. Lion's mane mushroom. Now I use this brand I don't use anymore, which is fine. I use OM mushroom. It's a brand that I like because of the way that it's grown. It's grown on mitolated oats versus rice, and there's research to support that rice can impair brain health when the person already has an existing condition, you know, so like that. So anyway, so if anybody wants, go ahead. I'm sorry.
May I make a recommendation also? If you're not too keen on the cashew milk, or what was the other one you had?
Walnut.
Cashew and walnut. Macadamia milk
awesome.
Is delicious. It has great fats in it as well. So just throwing that out there.
Yeah. So those are just my two favorites. But, you know, oat milk for people who have high histamine levels, right?
Oat milk, people need to be mindful with oats is that it is inflammatory to many, many people. So what I would recommend is either seeing your nutritionist or seeing someone that can muscle test find out.
See you or I, because we can actually figure that. I mean, I can muscle test it for you. I know you can, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can also have a food sensitivity test done. I know that oats is really good for people with high histamine levels, unless of course you have a food sensitivity to oats, you know, and, that's the gig there. So let me just take that out. There we go. So, let's close that up. So the link to Not Your Mama's Hot Cocoa is there. So it's just a perfect
way. I love the name, by the way.
What's that?
I love the name.
Well, yeah, like it's not your mama's hot cocoa. We've got nutrients.
That's awesome.
And if you focus on having a nutrient dense day, right, then you can really, like, so each meal I have is filled with nutrients. Everything from aptogenic herbs to all the vitamins that I need. But I put it into my smoothies, my cocoa or my coffee, not my hot foods because the nutrients will get cooked away. So I try to do it the raw or already, you know, powdered. But the reason I'm so grateful that you brought this up is because we need to stay in our center. And that's what we're talking about today. And I know you have lots of thoughts on this, but one of the ways that I stay in my center is making sure that I have proper nutrition in my body. You too, or no?
Nutrition is key, but let's also remember that our nutrition, our pathway to getting the most nutrition is through our breath.
Through our breath. Okay, go for it.
there is abundant evidence. Actually, can Jody, if it's okay with you, can we do a couple of rounds of breathing with everyone?
Yeah. So yeah.
Let's start off with that.
Can you first explain the benefit,
so,
and then we'll take people through.
There are, in the West, we've been accustomed to mouth breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And when we mouth breathe, we're not getting deep enough breath. We're not filtering the air that we're breathing. And one of the more important components is that we're not creating what is called nitric oxide, not nitrous oxide differentiated. Nitric oxide is an antioxidant, it's an anti-inflammatory, it is a vasodilator. It is what is found in Viagra.
Oh,
for those
really?
That are interested, yes, because it's a vasodilator, so it will dilate your vascular system, allowing like blood flow. So when we need to retrain ourselves essentially to do nasal breathing. Now, obviously, when we speak, we're not breathing in and or in and out through our nose, and that's perfectly fine. But the idea here is to retrain ourselves when we catch ourselves breathing, when we tap into our breath, essentially, always through the nose. The nose is meant for breathing. The mouth is meant for eating. So if we understand that concept, then we can really strengthen our vehicle. The vehicle is what we call the body. But strengthen our body, allow our immune system to respond adequately to our surroundings and our environment. It also works on our epigenetics, which is, they're basically the genes that turn on and off based on our surroundings. Okay?
Okay.
Allowing us to adapt to our environment adequately. And it's anti-inflammatory. So, and it reduces the acidity and makes your body more alkaline.
When we breathe through our nose.
When we breathe through our nose. And there are two aspects of this. One is during the day, you know, we could have stressors. We all have stressors. Finding or retraining ourselves to just constantly remind ourselves to breathe in and out through the nose. That's one aspect. Two is to take 10 minutes a day. 10 minutes a day gives you an A. That's always been my go-to line. Take 10 minutes every day and do conscious breathing. And that's what I recommend we do this morning is when we do conscious breathing, we allow ourselves to pay attention to tap into our breath.
Okay, keep talking. I'm gonna show people something. Keep going.
Yeah. And when we do conscious breathing, we are allowing it's called it a mindfulness technique, call it a meditative technique. It allows us to be present. It allows us to be in the here and the now, and it allows us access to pause. And that is what meditation is. It's the ability to pause throughout the day and just simmer the waters and just let things be without judgment or without any emotion tied to it. It's not that we turn off our emotions. It's simply that we allow whatever experience we are experiencing in that time, in that space, to be in our consciousness, to be in our awareness. Mm-hmm. And as we breathe into that, we allow the correct processing and integration of those emotions. And
because we're in our center.
Yes, exactly.
Because we're
exactly.
in our center. You thought I wasn't
exactly.
listening. I was active listening. And
No, you got it. You got it. So, and then center is there's another word I like to use for center, and it's alignment.
Alignment, center, I'm good with both. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that I want to give people a word that doesn't trigger them. So whether it's alignment, center, balance.
They're all the same.
They're all the same, but people get triggered by certain words. So I want to give the audience another word to play with. And then I want to, before we go into this, so when I first did meditation the first time ever, first of all, I was disabled. Mm-hmm. And I go down the street to my doctor's office, and they had upstairs a conference room where we could all do meditation, which included the breath. Two issues came up for me. One, I couldn't breathe through my nose. I have been congested since the day I was born. I don't really have that so much. I mean, I have it a little bit now because we're in a different state. I have new trees, and I'm reversing those allergies. Okay, so, but this was the first thing that made my life easier. It's breathe essential mm-hmm. oil by doTERRA, okay? And so if I had to do it over again, I would do what I'm doing right now, which is I'm putting the oil in the palm of my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm breathing in deep and clearing those nasal passages so I can get as much air into my brain, which I would think puts your brain in a theta state, yeah?
It does calm the mind so that you can reach a theta state.
So if you have breathe essential oil or peppermint essential oil, go ahead, go get that before we get started. Breathe it in to clear those nasal passages.
Another good one is thieves.
Why would thieves? Because that's equivalent
because
to
of the because of the cinnamon component.
Oh, because of the cinnamon. Okay. And if you do doTERRA, it's on guard. Same difference.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, because I was congested this morning, we had done some work this morning. And so are you going to take us? I'm ready. Is everyone ready for the breath work?
A quick bit of information that people might not be aware of is that where there's always one side of the nasal passage that's going to feel more congested, and it's not just congestion. It's the fact that the tissue that we have in our nasal cavity is actually erectile tissue.
What kind of tissue?
Erectile. Yes, I know the way it sounds, but it fills up with blood.
Forgive me, I'm not going to try. From the penis?
Yes, it's
okay.
The same tissue. The same tissue.
I have a penis nose?
It fills up with blood, and it literally allows air passage to go in more or less so from one side to the other. The reason being is because there's more evidence in there on this that you can look up. But when we close, let's say we close our right nostril, we're activating the left hemisphere of the brain. So that is more analytical. That is more concrete. That is more numbers related. When we block our left nasal passage, we're activating the right side of the brain. And that is more of the sensory or the intuitive processes. Okay. So that is the yin-yang of the nose, if that makes sense. That is the balance, okay, between both. And when we have that understanding, then we can actually determine based on which nostril we're breathing in from, what side of the brain we're using more. And if you want to balance it, there are balancing techniques to do so.
Well, yeah, because so I always have greater flow on the left, which means I'm using my right side of the brain more, which is obvious for me because I'm an intuitive.
Right.
So I make my living.
Exactly. But there has to be a balance of both, and it's constantly changing. They say anywhere between an hour and 3 hours, it changes from side to side.
Cool.
So,
and Andrew
a little bit of information for you.
Oh no, I love it. I want to disengage our audience. So Andrew says nasal breathing has that big of a benefit. Who knew? Thanks, Dr. JR. Now Jerry Curtin. And let me go back. Sorry, Jerry. I'm going to put you on hold for one sec. So how's your singing voice?
My singing voice?
Uh-huh.
I was an opera singer for about 14 years.
Oh, awesome. So now I can only sing in the shower. Just going to tell you.
Now I sing in the shower and karaoke. But
okay.
That was a pen life.
Okay, you want to do me a favor? Because we have a couple things we have to do. And we have to go to commercial, and then we're going to come back and do the breathing.
All right.
It's my husband's birthday.
Happy birthday. Look at that. Amazing.
Yeah. So I'm wearing the crown for him, but I can never wear this thing right.
Nice.
So should we sing him a quick happy birthday?
A quick happy birthday? Why not?
Okay, ready? One. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Andrew. Happy birthday to you and many more.
All right, so he's 25 today. Yeah, I married a young man.
Nice.
Hold on, I missed one. So happy birthday, honey.
Jerry Curtin, the CEO of Core Wellness, wants to know, who are your influences on this topic of breathing?
There are many. One would be I can't remember his name. Jason Ness. He wrote the book Breath. Let me actually look him up right now. Nestor is the name. Hold on. I'm drawing
a
blank.
It's the book on breathing, and it's Jason.
James Nestor, Nestor. James Nestor. He wrote a book. It's a yellow book. I think it's yellow.
Yeah,
correct me if I'm wrong. I'm colorblind, so.
Really?
Yes, it's very.
So you must be brilliant. I'm not
I must
making
be what?
That up. My father was colorblind, and he was beyond brilliant. Seriously.
We learn to see things in different ways. But it's a beautiful book, a very, very interesting read. James Nestor, the book is called Breath, or Breathe, Breath. There we go. Thank you for putting it up.
You're welcome.
And it really, really does demonstrate the science behind nasal breathing. A second person, when it comes to breath work, he's not known for doing nasal breathing specifically, but it's Wim Hof and the Wim Hof method.
The Wim Hof method, absolutely.
And what people don't know is that you can do the Wim Hof method either through the nose or through the mouth. It's a different type of breath, and it's for a different type of goal. Okay, when we're talking about nasal breathing, we're talking about keeping and maintaining optimal health and wellness. When it comes to a technique like Wim Hof, this is conscious breathing. You actually have to sit down and do the method, do the exercise. It's not a constant throughout the day. The nasal breathing is a constant way of life that we need to retrain ourselves to attain. Wim Hof is an actual method, so there are two distinctions to be made on that end. Did I explain that?
So one has a specific method, and which is the Wim Hof method, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the breath deals more with. Can you repeat that last part?
So the nasal breathing is a constant. It's a constant training. It's a constant practice of always breathing in through the nose, exhaling through the nose. On a day-to-day basis, all day, all night.
I would say if I were going to take one on right away to start researching and becoming an expert at it.
Read.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. It's not a method. It's a breathing style that we should all incorporate. The Wim Hof method is something I've been doing for many years, and it's extremely powerful, and he's actually changing medical and science books nowadays, stating that we have complete control over our body via the breath and something called the autonomic system, which is our automatic system, for lack of a better word, in our body. It used to be said that we had no control over that, and it turns out that he has demonstrated quite the opposite. In fact, he has he's known for injecting himself with a notovirus, Ebola.
Oh, really?
E. coli. E. coli.
Okay. Awesome.
Big difference. And with his breathing technique, he had no symptoms. He was able to control his inflammatory response. They called him a freak of nature, and he trained 16 people for about a week, and they injected all 16 people, if not more. And they had the exact same lack of symptoms, for a better word.
Well, yeah, what people don't understand, and just because even if we have a virus, or if we have a a gene sequence, a genetic makeup. We don't have to express the dream. We just don't. We can have the gene for arthritis, Alzheimer's, what have you. But if we have the proper nutrition, and what I'm hearing from you, the proper breath work, our body, meaning we're keeping our body in rest and digest, not fight or flight, which is really what the breath work is about. We don't have
genes turned on and off based on our surroundings.
Yeah.
Constantly. It's our adaptive nature. That's what makes this vehicle or this factory the best computer and factory that you could find in the world, because it's able to adapt to all of its surroundings. So
yeah, and the downloads on that computer come from God. So there you go.
There you go.
So
exactly.
Let me go to commercial real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to commercial real quick. We're about 5 minutes over, which is fine. And then
have fun when you're flying.
What?
Time's fun when you're flying.
Yeah. So let me see here. And nobody go away, because when we come back, what we're going to do is we're going to take you through the breath work, okay? And, you know, like that. So let me go see if I can just. And Jerry, I hope that answers your question. If not, let us know. And I thank you all for tuning in this morning. We're so grateful to have you here. Okay. Let's do this one. There we go.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
That's interesting.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
All right. So a couple things. If you have a question for myself or Dr. JR, you should call into the show. The phone number is 515-605-9325. And Dr. JR is going to put his contact information in the private chat so I can share with all of you how you can get in touch with him. And while he's doing that, I will just kind of go through our last two comments, and then we'll go into the breath work. So, all right. So we have Vieta, my sister from another mister. she is our host for Friday and Sunday. She says, great awakening, beautiful souls. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for showing up, Vieta. Love you. Andrew says, yet another glorious gift from Dr. JR. I think that was in response to us singing. I try to tune into your tune because I don't carry one. And he goes, and a lovely gift for my wife. Thank you for keeping me included, honey. And Chris, she says, good morning. And Teddy says, Susan Essentials, happy birthday at Andrew Calhoun. You are in great company. It is also hashtag Tick Knack Han birthday, my kiddo, my favorite niece.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, happy birthday.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Then I have the how to get, that's an awful link, but it's the link to the breathwork for the book. Chris says, happy birthday, Andrew. And Zelda says, grand rising, awesome teachers. Thank you for sharing. Great reminder, importance of the breath. Sharing is caring, you beautiful souls. Okay. And so, and then I have Dr. JR's contact information here. So what I'm going to do, I invite you to call in if you have questions, but what we'll do now is I'm actually going to give you the floor. So there'll be just a little change here for the moment. We'll switch us around. There you go. You have the spotlight. Okay. And so you're going to take us to the breath. The breath work. I'll let you, go ahead.
The breath is actually very easy. It's just we're doing a mindful breath at this point. So what I was talking about, the conscious breathing, the 10 minutes a day gives you an A.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is always inhaling and exhaling through the nose. And on the inhale, we want to eventually train ourselves to breathe less amounts of time in a minute. So the average person breathes 12 to 16 breaths in a minute. We want to reduce that to about 5 or 6. Okay? That's the goal. But for this instance, what we're going to do is inhale all the way, fully in, and on the inhale, mm-hmm. at the end of the inhale, we're going to slightly down bear so that we really get what is called a pelvic breath. Okay, we're going to bypass. We're going to bypass the abdomen, so it's not abdominal breathing; it's pelvic breathing.
Okay,
and on the exhale, we're going to exhale all the way out. And what we're going to do is just 10 breaths like that. That's all we're going to do. And I want to invite people to feel, to be aware of how they feel now versus how they feel after the breath. Because this, and then we'll talk about centering. How about that?
So how would they feel, like, what should they be measuring? Because I always ask them to measure 1 to 10. Is it
so the breath, if you want to do five counts for the inhale and 8 to 9 counts for the exhale, that's a good number. A good way to just gauge it is exhale a little bit more than what you inhale. Is this a global rule? No, but it's a good way to increase your CO2 levels, your carbon dioxide levels, allowing oxygen to actually penetrate all aspects of the body.
Okay. What I think I'm asking is what, if I'm going to measure how I feel.
I thought you meant the breath itself. Just be aware. Just be aware. How do you feel right here, right now? Are you comfortable in the position you're in? How's the temperature in the room? Just be aware of how you feel right here, right now.
Okay.
And then I just simply want to ask you the same question. You don't have to say it out loud, but I just want you to be aware of any shifts that happen before and after the breath. That's it.
Great.
So there's always going to be a shift.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be the guinea pig here, and I'm going to tell people how I feel, okay?
There we go.
So one, I have a little, like, stress in my prefrontal lobe here. Okay, so it feels a little almost wonky, I'll call it, jittery. And I don't feel as centered as I could feel. I know I've had more focus before, and I don't have as much focus as I'd like to have normally. So I don't feel like I'm in my center. Fair enough?
Can something just came to mind. If people want to gauge the before and after, repeat either out loud or in your minds, just repeat these words. I love myself 3 times.
I love myself.
And be aware of where do you feel that in your body?
Right here.
Okay, perfect.
So
all right.
my stress in my right side of my brain went away.
All right.
So that's a great way to stay in your center, right? I love myself.
We're gonna also say those three that phrase 3 times after the breath, and I just want to gauge where you feel that I love myself. Where does it resonate within your body before and after? That would be a good gauge.
Yeah, so I have it in my
Sounds
heart,
good?
But it released the stress in my head.
There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. So shall we begin?
Yep.
All right. Let's go ahead and inhale through the nose. Exhale all the way out. Inhaling through the nose. All the way down to the pelvis. Exhale through the nose.
Well, if you're like me, you exhaled in advance.
I'll do a little bit quicker. Inhaling through the nose. And exhale all the way out. Inhaling one more time. Exhaling. We have 4 more to go. Inhaling through the nose. All the way down to the pelvis. Exhale all the way out.
My right nostril clearing up.
Inhaling one more time. And exhale. We're going to do 2 more.
Okay.
All right. Inhale through the nose. And exhale. This last breath, deeper force of breath. Deeper force of breath on this last one.
Okay.
So inhale, fully in. And exhale all the way out. All right.
How you doing, Jordan? Boom chakalaka laka laka laka.
All right, and now I want to invite everyone to say those three. Say that sentence 3 times over again.
Okay.
I love myself. Where do you feel it in comparison to before?
Same places. So if it's on the right side, that's my sensory side.
Mm-hmm.
No surprise, people.
Yeah.
Right.
The heart. And how?
I'm feeling the heart and the right side of my brain.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's great. There's no right or wrong. It's just it's a matter of identifying. You know, if you feel if you notice a shift before and after the breath, there usually always is a shift of some sort. Many times people feel. Like if they're in a seated position, they feel heavier. They feel like they're grounded more.
Mm-hmm.
Some people feel a little tingly sensation in the heart center just because we're telling ourselves that we love ourselves. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and the tingly thing, I want to talk about that for a minute. When you start to feel like a tingly, it's spirit's there, right? The Holy Spirit. So
mm-hmm.
if you do this mantra, I'm going to do the mantra again. I love myself. 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 And now I'm getting this tingly, right? I do it until I get that tingly feeling and spirit. That's when spirit's there. That's when they're showing up for you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On a purely biochemical aspect, when we do get tingly sensations, it's because we're increasing that nitric oxide within our vascular system. So our veins, arteries, and capillaries, which, by the way, make up 3 times the circumference of the planet Earth. It's a very big highway we have in our body.
Yeah.
It's decreasing the inflammation, and that is what you are experiencing as the tingly sensations.
Love it. So there you go.
Right.
Okay.
Love and light, every single cell in the body. That's what it takes.
Yeah. So if you have questions you want to call into the show, the number is 515-605-9325. Okay. And we've had displayed up there how to get in touch with Dr. JR. He's at Be Optimal in Skokie at 847-468-8000, plus he also does...
It should be 486-8000. I'm sorry. I wrote that wrong. 847-486-8000.
Well, we'll just fix that.
Apologies.
Oh, that's okay.
I just saw that.
Okay, so it's 486.
Yes. Great.
Okay, everybody, change everything, okay? if you already put them in your speed dial, now you've got to go in there and change it. Is that right now? 468-8000?
486-8000.
I messed it up. How did it mess? Okay,
we have our little spiritual critters again.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they're absolutely here today. So now let's see if that works. There we go.
Perfect.
Dial. Okay.
So, anyways, that was just a taste. We just did about ten inhales and exhales, but it's essentially taking 10 minutes out of your day, whether it's morning or evening or during the day, it doesn't matter. Just take 10 minutes and do conscious breathing.
Yeah.
And then throughout the day, train yourself to go back to breathing in and out through the nose. That's all it is. You will notice huge, huge changes, shifts in your body, not only physically, but emotionally and mentally as well.
Yeah, and don't forget your breathe essential oil.
There you go.
I'm still trying to get that right nostril to open up a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So Zelda wants to know, what about the tingling again, the nitric oxide? Do you want to explain that once more?
So nitric oxide is an anti-inflammatory. Nitric oxide is a antioxidant. And nitric oxide is also a vasodilator. So it dilates your arteries, veins, and capillaries. And so when you're getting tingly sensations, when you're doing intense breathing exercises, similar to Wim Hof or holotropic breathing, mm-hmm. it usually is an indication of the reduction of inflammation that you have in your arteries, veins, and capillaries. Why? Because you're dilating the vessels, allowing more oxygenated blood to flow through with ease. And that is what's causing that tingly sensation.
So the blood is flowing through with greater ease, giving you the tingly sensation.
Mm-hmm. Reducing inflammation in the area.
Vasodilator. Why I can't say it right.
It basically dilates your.
And of course, antioxidant.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Love it. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, go ahead. No, go ahead.
To open up both sides, mm-hmm. a quick fix. Mm-hmm. You could do this, the nasal breathing, similar to the last breath we took, where we did that forceful inhale through the nose. Mm-hmm. So, like if you follow me, mm-hmm. and then just exhale normally, do about 5 or 10 rounds of those, and you'll notice both nostrils are going to open up.
Well, the right one did open up more, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm also wondering, is it? Yeah, so it's interesting. So now I don't typically have allergies anymore since I reversed them, but mm-hmm. because I'm in a new state, you know, new trees. But my right side has always been more congested than my left. And as you know, that we just stated, just for people who are tuning in now, the right side, the right nostril controls the left side. The left side is the more the intellectual, right? And the right brain is more sensory. And it's interesting because I think it's a cellular memory, which I'll clear for myself later, because I always thought I was stupid. So why not block it, right? I probably intentionally blocked it, you know, unintentionally, the unconscious mind blocked it because I had a self-limiting belief that I was not intelligent when I was really exposed to toxins.
You can, those are emotions that can be cleared. Those are programs that can be changed into self-loving, into self-identity, into unconditional love and affection. But that is specifically for chronic issues with sinuses and chronic issues with breathing. When we are sickly, when we have, our nose is fogged up, and best thing to do to open up that the nasal cavity is to do that forceful breath. Whatever you do, do not, when you are sick, do not breathe through your mouth. Your mouth does not have the filtration system that your nose does.
Right, because it's got all the little hairs in there. So don't go sneezing the hairs either. Yeah, we're Americans, right? We like to shave everything. Right?
You can shave around at the edge, but not deep inside.
Well, and I yeah, it's crazy. And so I just want to, like, you know, repeat one of the things that you said. So you can actually remove all these things from your timeline. You can remove them from your etheric field. If you don't know how to do that, you can reach out to me or to Dr. JR. We can support you with that because your belief system will drive your health more than what you
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very, very much so. We are sentient beings. The human being is a sentient creature. We are meant to feel everything and anything and everything we experience on a millisecond to a millisecond basis. So when we have that understanding, then we realize that yes, our emotions are programs our emotions program our thoughts, and our thoughts program our physical reality. And when we're not talking esoterics here. When the first table was built, I'm talking about a regular table, right? When the first table was built, it had to be thought of first, right? It had to be inner designed in order to be manifested as physical form. Well, same thing goes with our emotions. Our emotions dictate our thought process, which this then dictates what goes on in our body.
I want to pause on that for a moment. People, you have to know that if you're in a... Okay. So there was someone on Facebook, and I won't... and Zelda, we'll get to your question in a minute, okay? So there was someone on Facebook who was posting about, she was complaining about somebody else in an airport who overpacked her bags. Now, this person doesn't even know who that other person was who overpacked her bags, but felt it was okay to take a snapshot of this person's bag, put it on Facebook, be a complaint about it, and bring that energy into the universe, the energy of judgment. And when I tried to tell her nicely that, you know, she goes, if I could do an eye roll, I tried to tell her nicely, like, probably not a good idea. And she goes, well, if I could do an eye roll, I would. And I'm like, we'll call her Susie. Okay. That's not her name, but we'll call her Susie. And finally I said, Susie, I said, we don't walk in other people's shoes. And I said, so we don't know, we don't know why they had to overpack. I mean, you have to think about it. What if they had to go see an ailing parent, or and they needed to have all this other stuff, and they wanted to make sure that they had these things on the plane? We don't walk in people's shoes. And until we walk in their shoes, we can't judge. And as soon as we judge, we take ourselves off center, right? Because now our vibration is lower. So I said, I'm going to give you as much love and light that I can bring to you. I said, because this is, you know, we have to embrace and assume that that person did the best that they can at that point in time. And she probably took the post down.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean,
you taught her.
What's that?
She had a learning.
She had a learning. And I wasn't trying to make her wrong, but I'm like, why are you? And then all these people chimed in to make this poor person wrong who they don't even know. And what people don't understand is that energy transcends all space and time. So here's this person who's getting all this negative energy for overpacking a bag. Holy crap. Like, they didn't shoot somebody. They overpacked their bag. Let's be kind. Let's be loving. Let's be not judgmental. And I said to her this. I said, for every grace card that you give someone, you get 10 back. I said, so let's give that person grace. I'll give you grace. You know. And she took this post down. I'm like, thank you. Yeah. So, and Vieta says, too many people addicted to judgment. Does that create more negative? Oh, they create negative karma. Yeah. And so, again, takes you off of center. And I want people to understand that staying on center keeps you connected to, in my case, the Christ white light energy. Okay? As long as the higher power, we're in for that, right? No judgment. But to stay in center means no judgment, people. You can have discernment, which is what I was hopefully offering to this Susie person, right? To help her understand that she was being her own worst enemy. Because, by the way, that same person, we'll call her Susie, was in the hospital for a very, very long time with a certain thing, you know, a certain health concern. And she prayed for grace. And now she comes out of the hospital and she's judging other people for their choices. I'm like, yeah, not cool. We all prayed for you. We all sent you healing. Don't take our good energy and use it for that. I don't know.
You know, I talk a lot about programs, and just because I work in two realms, one is the energy realm and one is the information realm. And we have programs that run through our systems, through our three bodies, and we'll call it the physical body, mental body, and emotional body. And we have programs that usually we learn at a very young age, between one and five or 1 and 7 years old. We learn these programs, and these programs are in thought forms. They're thought bubbles that are our core beliefs. Let's remember something. Emotions are not taught. Emotions are felt.
Right.
Thoughts are taught.
Yeah, they are taught.
Yeah, so emotions are our inner core. Thoughts are external exposure. And the combination, when you put emotions plus thoughts, that is what you manifest in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the programs that we're talking about, you know, those core beliefs that have been taught to a person, those are very much programs that can be altered, that can be deleted, that can be used as tools for learning, for assessing, for observing. But when we going back to being in the core in our in our center, using so many words, being in our center is a practice. Why? Because life is a practice. You know.
Thank you. Yes.
It's a practice.
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
you practice every time you go to the gym. You practice every time you have food on your plate. That is called correct eating. You practice when you abstain of something. That's called fasting. You practice when you wake up every morning and decide to smile versus frown. You practice, you know, being cordial to your neighbors, your brothers and sisters of this planet. You practice on a daily basis, and practicing leads, you know, the goal is practice makes perfect, but we are not perfect.
No, we're not.
We are human beings, and that's the beauty of what we are, is that we are imperfect in our perfection.
Yeah. So in our peace room, Dr. JR, we have this beautiful tapestry that's on the wall. And the tapestry that I chose to put on the wall has this little cutout on the bottom, like someone cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it up on purpose.
There you go.
Because it's not perfect.
There you go. Perfection is not somewhere is not a goal we should be trying to reach. Why? We are not robots.
Right.
Can you imagine if we were robots? We would have no emotions. No emotions. That could lead to perfection in a purely digital world, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we are sentient beings. We are meant to feel everything. And in that imperfection, mm-hmm. we are perfect.
Yeah, right. Thank you. That's exactly my point of having that tapestry on the wall.
And that practice, what we call life, you know, there are so many meanings to life, and life means this and life means that and da, da, da. Life is a practice, you know, and sometimes we don't want to get out of bed, and sometimes we don't want to exercise, and sometimes I just don't feel like cooking, and that is perfectly fine. It's a practice. And just like learning to play the piano, if you don't practice, you're going to find it difficult to change your reality, to alter your reality. You're going to find it difficult to be the three directors that we all are. And one is the architect, designer, and engineer of our lives.
Yeah.
And when the consciousness, which is the CEO of those three directors, either you have a good CEO, or either you are a good CEO, or you're a bad CEO. But the practice is to constantly be better. Every day, be better. And that is the practice of life. Sorry, I went on a tangent.
It's all good. You know, the thing is, and we have questions. So there's a question coming in from the phone number 111-111-1111. So what I want to tell you...
Can I get that number?
Yeah, we don't take calls from anybody who doesn't provide their actual phone number. So I want to give you the opportunity to call back in using your own number. So and the hand went down. So what I want to talk about the practice is, I also want to get to Zelda's question about the hair nose. She says she doesn't have hair noses. I think that you do. You probably don't realize it.
I saw that question.
What's that?
I saw that question, and please let me answer real quick.
Yeah.
The nose that we see in our hairs are only a small factor. We have cilia in our nasal cavity that is constantly filtering out what we don't need to breathe in, essentially. And that is where the nitric oxide is being generated. And when we inhale that with the oxygen that we are taking in with every breath, that is being circulated throughout the body. So just because you have no visible nose hair does not mean that you don't have the necessary filtration system in there.
Yeah, and actually, so I have two parrots, as you know, and so I always check the back of their mouth, and they have, so they have to have that same thing. So when you open up their beak, there's that same cilia.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it can recede, okay? And when it recedes, that's an issue, right? Because that means your body's not operating its full potential. So not only for people, for birds, I'm sure for all the animals. So so I'm going to go through these comments. We've got Zelda Robinson, our Monday morning host. Thank you. Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day, cousin Andrew. So if you are listening in and you – so look at the name on here, Zelda Robinson, right? Vieta Robinson. Connect with these women on Facebook. They are part of the Female Solutions team. Okay. So that you can, and connect with Dr. JR on Facebook. But that way you can catch all the shows. Okay. And we kind of missed our commercials. I guess I have to go back to that. Vieta says, too many people addicted to judgment. Does that create more negative karma? Vieta, all flipping day long.
There is an exercise I have for that. Sorry. I just wanted to point that out.
We can go back to that. I got to run the commercial. I want to kind of go to some of the comments. And then we did have somebody who called in and raised their hand. Chris has a question. She says, my question is, why do you care if someone did something you wouldn't? It really doesn't matter. That's a lot of wasted and negative energy. So their thought process on the suitcases was that it was taking more time to load the planes, not giving as much space. And I'm like, you know what? We don't walk in other people's shoes. So are they right? Yeah. And I guess, and here's the other thing. What do you want to sacrifice for being right? Every time you choose to be right, you sacrifice relationship with another person.
Which what is right for one person can be different for another.
Well, right. But what they're saying is they didn't follow the rule. Okay. I get that there are stated rules. Rules are meant to be broken.
Right.
Sorry. Spoiler. Rules are meant to be broken. And... they're really rules and guidelines. And again, I want to tie all this back to staying in your center. If you're judging someone, you are off center. So you need to catch yourself. It's okay. Don't make yourself wrong either. Okay. Because that's no good.
Practice.
And that was the other thing. The practice, one of the things I want to share about the practice that I teach people oftentimes is, so I am able to access source energy in seconds. I mean, like in seconds. I don't have to go into big old meditative state. Because I'm always in that state. Like I'm always in spirit. It took practice. So I did it all the time because all I wanted all my life was to be connected to God. I wanted it enough, and I was willing to focus on God instead of on other people and what they were doing. I can now access source energy in seconds, in milliseconds, in nanoseconds, because it's more important to me. And I want you to ask yourself this. Same question. For me, it was more important to know what God wanted than to know what a human wanted or to know what an opinion of a human was. Because we all have opinions, and don't get me wrong. There are times I've reached out to you, Dr. JR. I need an opinion. I get your opinion. I may get our friend Sis's opinion. I get Zelda's opinion, Chris's opinion. And then I ask Spirit. Because sometimes I don't even have a language or a thought for it yet. And you're going to open up my eyes and my mind to thinking in another way. So then I can ask Spirit where's the right way to go. And if I don't have the language for it, then they can't share it with me. So practice is key.
Can I iterate an invitation to everyone? Here's my invitation to everyone. And this is a very, very difficult exercise to do. Take you can do this various ways. You could either take one day a month to start off, one day a week, or just take 1 hour a day. 1 hour a day. And do a fasting of.
I love it.
All right. By that I mean, do not use any description. Do not use any adjectives for 1 hour a day. All right. Or for a full day in a week. Do not use any adjectives, because when you use adjectives, it is technically a form of judgment. It's not good or bad. The tree is tall. It might be tall for me, but for somebody who's 7 foot tall, it might be average.
Does it mean I can't call my husband tall man anymore when I need to get something off the shelf? I'm like, hey,
not
tall
within
man.
That hour. Not within that hour. All right? But try doing that. Just set aside some time, even if it's just 5 minutes to start off with, on a day-to-day basis, and go without using any adjectives. It is the most difficult thing you can do, but the reward is priceless, because then you find your core, then you find your center, then you are properly aligned, because no influence influences you. You generate your own influence from within.
Yeah.
All right. And a second fasting that I would invite everyone to do once or twice a year. Go a period of time. Go, if you could do a full day, fantastic. If you could do a full week, even better. But train yourself, practice.
What I hear you saying, though, is really stick to facts, right? Because when we embellish facts, there's a tree. There's a big tree. There's a green tree. Well, you're colorblind, so it doesn't look green to you, right? There's a tree. It's a noun, person, place, or thing,
exactly.
Right? And and so let me go back.
The tree is beautiful.
Yeah, the tree is beautiful.
It's a beautiful statement to make, but it's still a judgment, not good or bad. I'm just saying it's a judgment, because I believe the tree is beautiful when somebody else might not agree with me. Okay? It's not a matter of judging good or bad. It's giving a description to something outside of what is fact.
Mm-hmm.
When you go without using adjectives for a period of time, then you just live in fact world for just a few minutes.
Yeah, even if it's a few minutes, then it's fine. It's such a great exercise. I'm going to do like a 16-second commercial, and then I'm going to bring in Deborah.
You mentioned that.
I know, we're so off. It's okay. We're having fun. I'm cool. here we go.
Susan Essentials is re-engineering what health looks like by leading you to the best wellness initiatives in the world. Start your coaching plan today and create a new paradigm of health. Click here to learn more.
Okay, and then I just want to do, hold on a second here.
Jody Susan of Susan Essentials is certified by the number one functional medicine doctor on plant-based healing essential oils, which are revolutionizing the way we manage our well-being. Schedule today to take control of your health.
You know, before I take Deborah's call, and I believe this is Deborah, and Deborah, thank you, 773-450, I want to mention that Dr. JR and I and Chris Fedula are going to be doing events, online events, once a month. Now, typically it's going to be the fourth Thursday of the month. Now, that's going to be different in November and December because of Thanksgiving and Christmas. But we'll probably do the third, and I've already sent you the invite, so hopefully it works for you, Dr. JR. So, but the point is that we're going to do, like, one-hour events in the evening. It will be 5 p.m. Mountain Time because Chris is in Arizona. It will be 8 a.m. Eastern time. Or excuse me, 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
Like I'm really wanting to talk to people. This is the only time I talk to people early in the morning, this show. seriously, I get up for you people. Let me tell you. You have no idea what a commitment I have to you and to spreading truth and health because I am not a morning person. I do this for you, and I'm actually an introvert.
We appreciate you, Jody.
What?
We appreciate you.
Thank you. I want to be appreciated for the fact, A, I get up early, and B, I'm an introvert, okay? So I turn it on for all of you to say it. Okay. So we are going to have these three sessions, and the topics, the first topic is going to be, so we're on time, sorry. So it was 8 p.m. Which is Eastern, 7 p.m., which is on Central, 5 p.m. on Pacific. And we'll get you all the details later. So, and with that, what I'll tell you is that we're going to talk about specific topics for 1 hour, pain, tons of solutions for pain, okay? And all the things that could be causing it. Then will be stress, which is in November. And then Dr. JR is like total, like he rocks on this sleep in December. Cause y'all are thinking, I don't get sleep in December. I got all these parties and drinking too much. My body's off balance. So we're going to talk about solutions that you can do at home, but solutions you can also buy from us. Okay. I'll be honest, you know, this is a volunteer activity that we all do. Nobody's getting paid here. So we do this out because we are committed to you. So if we do sell you something, don't be worried about it. say thank you. So I'm going to bring on 773-450. Grand Rising. Grand Rising, you're on the air.
Grand Rising, how you doing, Jody and guests?
And who's calling?
Oh, this is Obadiah. How you doing?
Obadiah, how are you, handsome? I don't even know what you look like.
Wonderful.
You have a handsome heart.
The awesome subject, of course. You know, one of the things you mentioned was being introverted. But, you know, in order to find your center or be centered, you have to cut out everybody and do this personal conversation with you and your creator.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that you don't know what your purpose is even being here. If you follow what they tell you on TV and all this type of stuff, it really keeps you confused. You don't know whether to go left. People are telling you this is the way to go, and somebody's telling you that's the other way to go, and neither way is direction for you to go. So when you say find your center, you have to know who you are. You have to find out what your gifts and talents are. And once you figure that out, then it directs you on what you're supposed to do. And then you can live a seamless life. You're not to and fro based on all these things they're telling you on TV. Somebody's saying do it this way. Somebody's telling you do it that way. Well, neither one of those might work for you. But if you're following other people, you're never going to get it. You have to stop. Find out what your purpose is and be on point. I even find to this point, a lot of times I've run into people who tell me, oh, you're bragging and this. Like, I'm bragging about my life? No, I'm convinced of what I'm supposed to do. So maybe because I'm not all over the place and unsure, maybe that confidence sounds like bragging to you, but I know who I am, what I'm supposed to do, and every day I'm plugged in. I'm not watching television directing me on how to get rich and all this type of foolishness and how what I'm supposed to dress like and what I'm supposed to be like. A lot of that is confusion, isn't it?
Totally. So I posted a question on the show here while you were speaking. Said, who here still watches TV? Are you still watching the news? Because I don't even watch TV since 2013.
Wow. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I
but
know.
But, you know, I watch television to see what other people are thinking, too, because just like you say, you get up early in the morning to touch bases. No matter what pinnacle you make in your own personal life, you have to reach out to other people. We don't live without each other. We all are connected like that. So if I think I'm at the pinnacle of my life, I've seen so many people that have so much and they're so depressed, they're not really connected to anybody. They thought if they had this material wealth, that that would put them way up here, and it just didn't do it.
No, it doesn't.
You can't take a dime with you when you leave, and you didn't come with a dollar, so it makes you wonder how important is money in the real scheme of things, right? And with that, the true riches we should be seeking is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. That's what we need. That's it.
If I could iterate something, you
sure.
Mentioned we need to find ourselves in order to claim our center. And something to bless you.
I sneeze on the truth, Dolly.
In order to find your center, yes, you have to identify with yourself. However, in that self identity, my suggestion is lose your identity. And let me explain why I say that. Identity has been misconstrued to labels or communities or people, places that you quote unquote belong to. That does not make your identity. It is part of your upbringing. That is part of your self-discovery. Bless you again.
I'm healing the universe with this, I'm telling you now.
That is part of your self-discovery in attaining your real identity.
So I don't have, this is not an allergy. This is a shamanic, you understand, right?
Yes. Okay. In losing your identity from the definition that we have of identity, which is a form of labeling, if you release and let go and clear the identity within yourself, identity with a capital I, you're going to be freed from belonging, and that unbelonging will gift you your self-discovery and therefore your identity.
Absolutely, because our identity is not an individual thing.
Your identity is like
a collective evolution. It's a collective evolution. As a matter of fact, just to show you're right, people always think about expectations in life and what they think is really achievement. You got to throw all that away. What somebody told you was your expectations limits what you can have in life. Why limit yourself? And so you're right. If we think only identity just for who we personally are, that really doesn't equal much at all until we consider ourselves as a we, us, and our collectivity. Then that's when you really grow. That's what you're talking about, right?
When you realize that you don't belong to when you free yourself from belonging, then you realize that the person you have in front of you is a true sister and brother of this planet. Your self-identity with the capital I, that's how I describe it, therefore gives you access to identifying the person that is in front of you. So now this person that is in front of you is the most fascinating, phenomenal, spectacular person that you are interacting with because they are.
Absolutely. Even if they look like they're down on their luck, they're the ones you need to reach out to. Right. You're right.
Well,
because without
a lesson for you. The person who's down on their luck is actually most of the time a lesson for us. And an opportunity for
exactly.
us to show up as humans.
Exactly, because we're that interconnected, Jody.
Okay.
Oh, well,
but I am
hold on,
I'm
we
sorry.
Got two people talking. Go
not
ahead, Doctor.
You all are right. That's like being interconnected. We're all connected. It's like when I'm living life, I can't think that I'm doing it by myself. I have to think of the collectivity of all of us. It's just not me alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
I may,
what you
I
all
may
are talking
have
about.
The title of doctor, and I may live my life in a position where I treat patients, right? But I'm not the doctor. My patients are my doctors,
mm-hmm.
all of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't even do that piece without them being a part of the whole and identifying what needs to be adjusted so that if you do that, that makes your whole make you whole as a person because you're giving them something and they're giving you something back.
It's always mutual. That is the law of attraction. It's always mutual. It's always what gives is always received. And that is the interaction that we should be having with each other as a global identity within this planet.
Absolutely. You know something? I'm glad you brought that up because at the end of the day, just in the last comment, you know, that's sort of what messes up traditions when people don't quite understand what love is. They act like love is some sort of individual thing. You're mine. Where does that come from? How do you own anybody? As a matter of fact, love is such a gift that if you touch somebody and you make them better, that's going to automatically make them more desirable to the outer, to everybody else. So why would you be shocked? Because they're desirable to others. It's amazing, but I agree with you.
If we were to treat everyone just like our first
right.
crush, when you know the
right.
first crush we have in our life, when we are in
right.
school. If we were to treat everyone with that much, I'm going to call it yumminess for lack of a better word, but for that praise, right? And it's not praising someone because they are better than you. No, it's praising them because they make you feel yummy. They make you feel good. They make you feel a part of something more than just yourself. You know, my darlings, how are you?
So we just put on the girls, Fagel and Tinkerbell, my two babies, my two feathered babies. So since you were talking about feeling yummy inside.
There you go. Perfect. You know, but yeah, so that's what I'm saying. If we can live day to day, to live in a constant state of crush, and I'm saying I'm crushing for someone, mm-hmm. just like your first crush when you are in school, when you find that person that just goes, oh, okay. If we can start resonating with that same frequency, then we can really interact with the people around us just like they were our crush, just like they are.
Absolutely.
Fascinating person in the world. And that is how we should all be interacting. It does not matter if we agree. We could agree to disagree on all aspects, on all facets of life, but I will still find you to be the most spectacular person in the world. And in that
Absolutely.
In that offering, I receive that as well.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting you bring up, because I had a friend that said she really was looking for a husband or a mate. And it was blowing me away because you don't look for a mate. How about being nice to everybody? And being in the process of the evolution of being kind to everyone, all of the kind of work is in it. But if you're like, I'm looking for me or mate, what mate? You don't even know yourself.
Well, So hold on.
Thank you.
Hold on. So I beg to differ a little bit. I'm getting my birds back. Hold on. Come in. Oh, she wants out. Okay. So I beg to differ. So yes, to be kind to everyone. I'm with you on that 150%. Okay. But I wanted to get married and, or at least find my mate. So I did a vision board. And on that vision board, I articulated the values. Okay. Okay. Quiet. She's quiet now. So she's being cuddled. Later. Don't worry. We're not smothering her. No, we're not. Anyway, so I did a vision board. And on the vision board, I articulated the values and traits, if you will, that I was looking for in my, I didn't say how tall he was. I didn't have anything to do with color, religion, none of that. Just values, really. Like, what are their highest values? Do they share my values? Right? I also put down a date by which I would connect with this person. And I did. I'm now married. And I connected with him 2 days before my end date. So she's like, that's so funny, mommy. So I don't think it's wrong to want to bring into, you are so chatty. I don't think it's wrong to bring into your field someone to spend the rest of your life with who shares your values. Now, if you don't love yourself first, that's a tough thing to do.
Rant what on. I meant, Jolie, what I meant, Jolie, was that, okay, it's cool to do the vision board like you did. But if you notice that other person was doing the same thing you were doing, in other words, it's a match, meaning not a match just for you, a universal match. They match you too. It has to be on equal on both sides. You were seeking someone, but they were looking for somebody, and you all crossed paths. That's divine order. But that's, I'm just saying, it takes two people. In other words, I can't just say, I want this relationship, and I get involved with somebody who's not even interested. It doesn't work. It has to be mutual on both ends.
All day.
And that's that's how you all got centered. You identified what you require, and then it came along. You pretty much conjured it up, sort of, if you want to look at it like that. But I'm just saying it was equal on both sides. Whatever you needed, he needed what you had to offer. So that's a circle. That works.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much, Jolie. Great show, man.
In order to train yourself to be in your center, in order to have access to the ability to manifest your desires, in order to be the architect, designer, and engineer of your life, it is a constant practice to go within. And going within, that's why I always take the breath as an example, just because it's a quick anchor to the within. But whatever processes you have, let's take an example of when you are in an argument with a loved one or a boss or a colleague. Before you answer, before you respond, before you have a knee-jerk response, take 5 breaths. Because that breath is going to allow you access to not act from here, but act from core.
Well, not act in your ego.
Exactly.
Right? So,
exactly.
And I want to explore that a little bit more. Did we go to commercial? I can't even remember.
A couple minutes ago.
We did. Okay. So I don't know. Well, look, when did commercial
I don't know if we had another one coming, but yeah.
No. So that's it. And I think that, you know, really, again, let me answer this question, because this is the question of the show. Like, what is the power of staying in your center? So when you stay in your center, you avoid judgment. You avoid, you know, low vibrational activities, let's say, okay? When you stay in that center, you are now really walking with source energy, which gives you access to the greatest information in the universe. And that makes you, it gives you the power to stand alongside God. And you don't have to worry about what other people say, think, or do. Not only that, you don't have to tell them what to do. You don't have to have judgment of what they do. You don't have to direct. You can answer questions if people make an inquiry. Don't get me wrong. And if you're only worried about yourself, like, in other words, not stop worrying about what other people are doing around you, then you don't have to be distracted and you can stay on purpose and on point. And I'm going to give you an example, and this is before I even became an intuitive. It was just my way of being. So I was working at a bank, Chase Bank. It was in 2008, around the time of the crash. And I was the number one rep for Chase in the region. So it was Illinois, Wisconsin, and Indiana for cross-selling. So we would take one product and I cross-sell, I don't know, like five different products at the bank. And I was just really serving the customer. I was listening to what they needed and found the right way to serve them and give them what they needed and taught them how to use what they needed. And I didn't even know I was number one. And then we're in a team huddle one morning. And Danielle, who was my boss at the time, said, Jody, how did you do it? And I'm kind of like, I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. And I reflected upon it. Because I didn't worry about what my neighbors were doing. I just focused on the one thing, serving who I was supposed to serve at that point in time. And so if you focus on the one thing that you're supposed to do and serve the way you're supposed to serve, you become the best at what you are supposed to become the best at. And that's all that is. I'm not a superstar. I just listen and serve. Period.
Focus on serving within.
Yes.
That will give you access to serving without.
Thank you. Can you repeat that again?
Learn to service within.
And what does that really mean to others?
Practice to be the best version of yourself
mm-hmm.
every single day. And not make today the best version of yourself and try to make tomorrow a better version yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that comes in many different forms. You know, that is what we call being spiritual. Spiritual doesn't have to be esoteric. Spiritual doesn't have to, it has nothing to do with religion. It has nothing, it's a state of being. It's a practice of being the best version of yourself. Every single night you go to sleep, you end the day and you are upgraded. You are, you have an upgrade every single morning you wake up. If you choose to see life like that, then it gives you a direction and it gives you a finish line. Although you don't know what that finish line looks like or what's on the other side of the finish line, it gives you a finish line to get to, and that creates dopamine. And dopamine is that, damn, I did it. I did good today.
So dopamine is a feeling of
excitement. It's a feel good hormone.
Feel good hormone.
All right. And so when we train ourselves to be the best version, a better version of ourselves on a constant That is what life is. That is why we are put on this planet, in this vehicle, and this and that better version encompasses being within our center, because our center is not only our physical body, it's proper maintenance of our physical body, proper nutrition of our vehicle, but also our mental body,
mm-hmm.
also our emotional body, and that little spark that is the center of those three bodies, that is what we call consciousness. And when that consciousness is vibrating and radiating bright like the sun above, then there is no room for dis-ease. Because
right.
life
yeah,
becomes
yeah.
easy, because life becomes what it's supposed to be, simple. It might not always be easy. It's simple. We just make it so damn complicated.
Yeah, we do.
I'm done with my rant. Sorry.
All good. I love it. You know, I'm going to do a quick screen share here. There's two things I want to share with people that I'm doing right now. We talked about the events that you and I and Crystal have. But I also want to let you know that till the end of October, so you've got like about 20 days to make this happen, the Beamer is 20% off. And it's basically it's $1,200 off. So you can get it for under $5,000, which is the first time I've ever seen that. First time I ever saw it was last month, and they actually continued it. But the Beamer enhances local blood flow, nutrition and oxygen delivery, cardiac function, sleep, mucus removal, fitness, endurance and energy, enhances vitality, well-being, muscle strength, stress reduction and relaxation. And my husband and I have been using this for, I don't know, since 2018. There are many doctors, these are just a few, that recommend the Beamer. We have MDs, doctors of chiropractic, cardiovascular doctors, physical therapists.
And we also have it at Be Optimal.
Yeah, you have it at Be Optimal. Andrew actually had a torn meniscus and was able to avoid surgery. Okay, so that's a huge, huge thing. And I'll just say... there's also another story. I cut off his head. Sorry. There you go. There you go, honey. There's your head back. and he used to run about 2.5 miles. Now, Andrew, he was up to like 5 miles, and then he started using Renew, which is a nutrient that activates the pituitary gland, and he now, when he chooses, can run over 7 miles, all with technically no surgery and a torn meniscus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you want your health back, there are so many ways to do this. I love the Beamer. We use it twice a day. I used it this morning, so I had parasites again, because I went to this damn restaurant, and every time I go there, I get parasites. I'm like, okay, so now I know not to go back there anymore. And I used it. Now, I don't think they offer the red light therapy right now, but I do have a red light therapy, so I got rid of my parasites, you know, this morning. I kill them off with the red light therapy. And then, of course, I follow up with the clove essential oil. And Andrew's saying he now runs 5 to 7 miles several times a week. Yeah, he's a flipping rock star, this man. How old are you, Andrew? I think he's 57. And he's running that. Like, crap.
A star shines brighter on this day in your name, my friend.
Yeah. I feel that. Yeah, I feel that. And the other thing I'll just say, the other Susan Essentials commercial here is a functional food program is $99 right now until we get it fully loaded up, meaning the first three sections are available right now as soon as we're done. So I see you're born in 1965. Is that 57 years old? Just do the math for me, would you, honey? So the functional food program is $99. And really the key to that program, it's not only just teaching like some of the things that Dr. JR and I are talking about, but I give you all the sources so you can learn to fish yourself. We want you to be empowered. So by the time, you know, empowered to know what foods are good for you and where to source those foods, like which one, where are your farmers in Illinois? Where are your farmers in Georgia, California? Where are the organic farmers that are going to support you? And then the restaurants that are good for you, like the organic restaurants that are coming up, the organic grocery stores. These are all the places that I'm sending you to so that you can support your own health. And then for the other stuff, you know, Dr. JR and I can help you with all of that, and it just makes your life easier, you know, like that.
And also, we just a reminder to everyone is that we don't have to see you in person. We do remote sessions as well.
Right.
That's a key component, because many people think that they have to, be in front of me to get an assessment and treatment. No, we could do it either by Zoom or phone as well.
Yeah, so that's just a really key thing. And let me just see. Let me go back to my brand. I want to make sure that y'all know how to get in touch with Dr. JR. Let me stop sharing this tab here. Let me go back to my banner. So there's Dr. JR, okay? So 847-486-8000. And is it
dr.jrhides@beoptimal.com, or just find me at beoptimal.com.
Okay, awesome. And if you're on this show, you know how to find me, but you can dial me 847-738-0242. You can go to SusanEssentials.com, click the red button for your free consultation. You know, you get 20 minutes free with me. There you go. And you can figure out if we're a good fit. How about that? Or you can dial direct. You're better off texting me, 847-738-0242. Because I'm better that way. Okay, so now we have more comments. Angie says he's a Heinz 57. And he goes, JR will be a Heinz 57.
There you go. Perfect.
You're nowhere close to 57, are you? How old are you?
No, I'm 39.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to say you're young chicken. Yeah. Young chicken.
We're only as young as or as old as we want to be.
Yeah. So,
the number is there, but that means nothing.
So what is 57 divided by 2? Because I know my brain's not on for that. So I'm getting my little calculator out. So if I do 57 divided by 2, 28 and a half. So this is Andrew's second anniversary of his 28 and a half birthday.
Nice.
So now I wanted to make one other announcement. This is pretty huge. And so I invite you to support this, and I'm getting a confirmation of the date and time. So on the show, we had Dr. Sound, Michael Murphy Burke, and I'm going to sneeze again. Hold on.
Jerry's
really supporting this. So he became sick and was in the hospital, and he needs healing. And he's out of the hospital. And so through the church, Unity Atlanta, which is, I think, unityatlanta.org, I'm coordinating and conducting a healing session for him. And so I'm asking the universe, everyone in the universe that can, to show up for this healing session, either in person or on Zoom. It's going to be next Tuesday, October 18th in the evening. And I think it's going to be 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. We are waiting for a confirmation for that time. And we're going to have tons of healers. It's a metaphysical church. So there's going to be a ton of healers. And so we're going to show Michael what we got for him, right, and help him heal. And a lot of people are doing healing on him now. So if you want to, you know, send healing prayers to my friend Michael Murphy Burke, Dr. Sound, I encourage you to do so. He's a beautiful human and has helped other people heal for many, 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 many years using just all different types of sounds. He would go into assisted living facilities and so forth and help people. And so I invite you, Andrew, I'm not posting that. He says it's also my birthday. I don't want attention on my birthday this year. That's why I took it off of Facebook. But I'm going into my introvert self. I just, you know, don't need it. So so I invite you to come. I will send a post. We'll know next week. We'll know probably today. And please look on my Tucson Essentials Facebook page, on the Unity North Atlanta Facebook page. We'll be sending out emails for it. And join us in helping this amazing man heal. So, and if you have a healer friend, invite them. That's really important. Invite them. We want to blow out the system. They've got Zoom and live stream. We want to blow out the system, people. Okay? So, Chris says you adore Michael. So, sorry, I've been talking, but to get in touch with Dr. JR, please call him, 847-486-8000. Make an appointment to see him. He also, we both have different devices, Dr. JR and I. Both of them, and it's irrelevant, but both of them will analyze in a different way. And his does more diagnostics, your current health concern, and then send healing energy your way. There's so much that we can do for you from here, from where we are to where you're at. So don't limit yourself on the potential of your own health. Dream big. Right?
Make today the best day yet and tomorrow even better.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add?
I think we covered a lot today, but that was a great discussion. I had a lot of fun, and I thank you, Jody, for inviting me.
Happy
birthday to Andrew, and thank you everybody for joining.
Yes, thank you for joining, everyone. We are so grateful. So tune in next week. Next week we have the Organic Consumers Association. Not sure what the topic is going to be yet. But, you know, there's always good data from the Organic Consumers Association with Alexis Baden-Meyer. All right. So what do I got to do here? I got to run the ending. And don't go nowhere.
Thank you, everybody.
All right. Let's see if I can do this right. There we go. Oh, Peglet says bye-bye now.